This week's parasha is Parshas Vayetze. A lot happens in Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze begins after Yaakov has spent 14 years hiding out in Yeshiva Shein Ve'Ever. According to the last Rashi in the previous parasha, he is now on his way to Lavan, where he will ultimately, in this week's parasha, marry his wives, Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah. He will marry his wives. He will build the Shiftei Ka. The Shvatim are all born in this week's parasha, aside from Binyamin, who will be born in Perek Lamed Hei. So when we begin the parasha, we meet Yaakov. He is alone. He is running away. He is a fugitive. He is afraid for his life. And by the end of the parasha, he is a rich man in cattle and flock and wives and in children. And at the end of the parasha, he is departing from Laban. We are going to focus right on the beginning of the parasha and Yaakov's famous dream. The parasha begins, the sedra begins in Perachav Ches Pasuk Yod, and Yaakov departed from Beersheba and he went to Haran. Vayifka b'makom, he encountered the place, vayalan sham, and he slept there, kibah shemesh, because the sun had set, and he took from the stones of the place, he put it under his head, and he lay down in that place. And we learn from here that here he lay down, but for 14 years in Shein Ve'Ever he did not lay down, and he had a famous dream, and there was a ladder, and its base was on the ground, and its top reaching to the heavens, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. The drash is that they were ascending and descending upon Yaakov himself, looking at the image of Yaakov below compared to the image of Yaakov above. And Hashem is standing upon him. He says, I am the God of your father Avram and the God of Yitzchak. The land upon which you are laying to you, I will give it. He makes a promise that your children will burst forth. Hashem will be with him. And Yaakov wakes up, Pasuk Tes Zayin, and he says, oh my gosh, Achein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yodati. I can't believe it. Behold, God is in this place and I did not know. And he is very afraid. And he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gateway to heaven. About this encounter, Chazal say unto Perachav Ches Pasuk Yur Aleph, Vayifka b'makom vayalan sham kibah shemesh. He encountered the place, he slept there because the sun had set. So Chazal say, Ein pgi'a ela lashon tefillah. What do we learn from here? The Gemara learns out of Maseches Brachos Chav Vav that Yaakov instituted the evening prayer. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vayifka b'makom, he encountered the place. So Chazal say, oh, Brachos Chav Vav Amud Beis. This means that Yaakov David the evening prayer, and like the pasuk says, kivah hashemesh, because the sun had set. We know that Avram Avinu, the same Gemara tells us, brachos chav chav amad beis. The Gemara tells us that Avram instituted the morning prayer, like the pasuk says in Bereishis Yud Tas Chav Zayin, by Yashkim Avram Baboker El Hamakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem Ein Amida El Lashon Tfila. Avram is Masakin Tfila Shachros. Then the Gemara says, what about Yitzchak? Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnos Erev. Yitzchak went out Lasuach Sin Yud Ches in the field. Ein Sicha El Lashon Tfila Tfila La Ani Ki Atof Lifnei Hashem Yishbach Sicho Ein Sicha El Lashon Tfila. That is when Yitzchak goes out to daven in the field, it is Bereishis 24:63. So the Gemara says, ah, Chav Dalet Samech Gimel. So the Gemara says, ah, Yitzchak was Mesakin Tfilas Mincha. And finally, by Yaakov in our Pesha, he was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis, like we saw, Chav Ches Yud Aleph, Vayivka B'makom, Vayalin Shem, Kibah HaShemesh. I'm now going to quote from the great thinker and scholar and visionary and leader, the great Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, in his, the Sefer is called Covenant and Conversation, says as follows. Thus, Jacob completed the cycle of daily prayers. Avram instituted Shacharit, the morning prayer, Yitzchak Mincha, the afternoon prayer, and Jacob Ma'ariv, the prayer of nighttime. This is a striking idea, says Rabbi Sacks, implying that though each of the weekday Amida prayers is identical in wording, during the week at least, right? Amida Mashachas Minchan Arvis, the Amida is the exact same. It's the same 19 brachos of the Shmona Esrei. Each, however, bears the character of one of the patriarchs. So even though, yes, the Amida is the same, the tefillah of the morning is not like the tefillah of the afternoon, and it's not like the tefillah of the evening. I once heard, taking a break for a minute from Rabbi Sacks, even though I barely started with Rabbi Sacks, I once heard Rabbi Menachem Penner, the dean of Ritz at Yeshiva University, many years ago, I was listening to a shir of his on Tefillah, and he gave a beautiful idea, and he said, why do we need to daven three times a day, besides for the fact that Chazal instituted that we daven three times a day? But hashkafically, and Rabbi Penner said, quote, because it only takes a short while for a person to think he is in charge. And that's something that really stuck in my head from that shir. It only takes a few hours for a person to believe, kochi ve'otzem yadi, asali asachay al zed, varim perichas. So you come, you reorient yourself, you realign yourself with God, you stand before God in prayer a few times a day to remember that all of your success and all of your experiences and all your hard times and your good times and your ups and your downs, everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person should not think that they are in charge, and human nature is, we need to be reminded of this a few times a day. Going back to the great Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, this is a striking idea, implying that though each of the weekday Amida prayers is identical in wording, each bears the character of one of the patriarchs. Avram represents morning. What does that mean, Boker, morning? He is the initiator, the one who introduced a new religious consciousness to the world. With Avram, a day begins. So it represents a new idea. The sun has dawned. The sun has risen. Avram brings a new light to the world. Yitzchak, on the other hand, represents afternoon. Yitzchak initiates no major transition from darkness to light or from light to darkness. Indeed, as we have seen, many of the incidents in Yitzchak's life are replications of those of his fathers. Yitzchak is the most enigmatic of all the Avos. We know very little about him. We do know in Perech Avav, famine forces him, as it did his father Avram, to go to the land of the Pilishtim. He redigs his father's wells there. Yitzchak, says Rabbi Sacks, is the quiet heroism of continuity. He might be quiet, but to paraphrase an English expression, still waters run deep. Yitzchak is fundamental because though he initiates nothing new on his own, says Rabbi Sacks, a beautiful proposal here, he is a link in the chain of the covenant. Yitzchak's quiet heroism, his gevura, is that he joins one generation to the next. Yitzchak represents steadfastness, loyalty, determination to continue. Without these virtues, Judaism would not survive. So though Yitzchak does not initiate anything on his own, he is determined and courageous to continue what was started by his father and to pass it on to his son. And without that tenacity of spirit, Judaism would not have survived. What about Yaakov? Says Rabbi Sacks, Yaakov represents the night. He is the man who discovers God in the midst of fear. It is dark. He is in some forest in the backwater of Luz. He is running away. His brother wants to kill him. His parents send him away. He doesn't at this point have a wife or flocks or children or any protection. And so Rabbi Sacks says Avram is mourning. Mourning represents the dawn of a new faith that Avram brought to the world. It was Avram who broke his father's idols, see Rashi to Yer Aleph Chavches and Bereishis. It is Avram who recognized the inner contradiction of polytheism and paganism. Avram's religious career began with a journey away from home. Lechcha me'ardzcha me'moladcha me'beis avicha. Reach an unknown, a new destination that all represents the morning. And so Avram, like morning, represents a new beginning, a new chapter in the religious history of mankind. What about Yitzchak? Yitzchak is afternoon. There is nothing spectacular about the afternoon. There's no qualitative change from dark to light or day to night. Instead, afternoon represents a slow transition, an almost imperceptible shift. Yitzchak is the bridge between day and night, between Avram and Yaakov, between those two lives that are fraught with drama. Yitzchak's life is relatively uneventful and passive. And when you think how much we know about Yitzchak, the answer is actually very, very little. He is not the prime mover of major events in Jewish history. Yet without a bridge, one cannot cross from one domain to the other. And that is the fundamentalism of Yitzchak. And that's the idea of afternoon. It's a bridge between morning and night. If Avram is the iconoclast, Yitzchak represents the courage of continuity. Because without continuity, says Rabbi Sacks, the entire project of the covenant would die. And what about Yaakov? Vayivka b'makom vayalon sham ki ba'ashamash. And the Gemara says Yaakov was masakin tefilas arvis. Arvis is from the word erev, ma'ariv, the evening prayer, the nighttime prayer. Yaakov is night. He sees his great vision of the ladder. Sula mutzav arza. He sees angels at night. He struggles with an unknown adversary at night. That will be the Sar Shal Esav. Next week's parsha. He ends his days in exile at the beginning of the long, dark night of slavery. Yaakov's great strength is that, quote, he does not let go. Yaakov's tenacity is represented in the fact that he's born holding on to his brother's heel. And how he is born is how he ends. He refuses to let go, just like he refuses to let go of the stranger wrestling him with him until the man said, the angel said, Shalcheni ki Allah shachar. Yaakov would not let go. He was injured. He was alone. Vayivasar Yaakov avado. But he would not let go. Where Avram is originality, represented in the morning prayer, the dawn of a new day. And Yitzchak represents continuity, the afternoon prayer, which symbolizes the bridge from morning to evening. Yaakov represents tenacity of spirit and the courage and hope, the amuna, you could say, to not give up, as indicated in his name, Yaakov, Ekev. He was born holding on to the heel. And forevermore, throughout his entire life, he was holding on to the ideals of his father and his grandfather. And even if night fell for him, and even if it was a time when he was alone, and even if he was afraid, he did not give up. It was Yaakov who was always able to say, Achein. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yodati. As long as the Jew struggles and strives and refuses to let go, he can always find God in each and every place. And this is a beautiful, beautiful interpretation of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks into what the Chazal are teaching us when they say that in Brachos Chaf Vav Beis, that Avraham was Mesaken Tefillah Shachas, he represents new beginnings, new dawns, new horizons. Yitzchak was Mesaken Tefillah Mincha, the steadfastness of continuity, the courage of being a bridge between one door to the next, just like afternoon is a bridge between morning and evening. And finally, the great faith, the holding on, the tenacity of a Yaakov Avinu, who even when Kivah HaShemesh, the sun set in his life, he was able to turn to God, Yifka B'makom, and he established the evening prayer. I thank you so much for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day, and Be'ezer HaShem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov. Thank you to all.